Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I can look out my window next to my desk and see where my grandfather was born in Ferry Street. My mother was born in Garden Court Street, where my grandfather, my father was born in Meridian Street in East Boston.
Most of us know that distinctive Massachusetts voice, the late Senator Ted Kennedy, speaking here in an oral history recorded in 2005 by scholars from the University of Virginia.
I can also see the Old North Church. I can see St. Stephen's Church, but the Old North Church, the Bunker Hill Monument, the Constitution. And if you lean out a little bit and look to the right, you can see Faneuil Hall as well.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the whole birthplace of America on this end.
Yeah.
And down the sweep of the harbor, I can see the building where eight of my grandparents came in 1848, yeah, out of one window.
Kennedy recorded the oral histories between 2005 and 2008. The University of Virginia and the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the United States Senate released one set of recordings today.
The oral histories reveal a lot about Kennedy and about the old boy nature of the old Senate. For example, Kennedy talks about how he got his first assignment on the Immigration Subcommittee back in 1963. James Eastland, then the powerful senator from Mississippi, beckoned Kennedy to his office one morning at 10 a.m. Eastland pours Kennedy a stiff scotch and asks the young senator if he wanted the assignment because, quote, "You've got a lot of Italians up there in Massachusetts."
Kennedy said yes.
Eastland then said, "You drink that down, you've got the assignment."
And so he drank it down, got the assignment, and said later that he staggered back to his office smelling like a brewery.
But perhaps most interesting, the oral histories reveal a senator who knew he was at the fulcrum of history and at a turning point in his own life. Kennedy died in 2009, but in one interview, he looks back with pride at American progress since the 1960s.
And I think we were the, and are the revolutionary society. No country, no culture, no history has ever made the progress that we've made on race and religion, on ethnicity, on women, on disability, and also now, I think, in terms of gay rights.
But he also said these days, people aren't inspired or challenged by leaders the way they were in the days of his brother, the late President John F. Kennedy. And you can hear the late senator worrying about contemporary civic involvement.
People are less involved and less participating in it. And there's, a frustration that's out there. And I think these people, an awful lot of people come on in and pick up and play on that kind of atmosphere and are doing it very, very successfully. I mean, I don't take anything away from those that have the other, but it's an unchallenged nation at this time.
Those are just some excerpts, I should say, from oral histories recorded by the late Senator Ted Kennedy. One batch of them was released today by the University of Virginia and the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the United States Senate.
Stay with us. Coming up, the scientist who's trying to make oxygen on Mars. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.